You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
If you've been following the news during this global pandemic, then you'd know that the reported statistics have been as inconsistent as the Wi-Fi at your mama's house. The same Wi-Fi you told her ass to speed up a long time ago, but that's what you get for quarantining with your mama during a pandemic.
If we didn't do it, you would have had 1.5 million people, maybe 2 million people dead. But we're going toward 50 or 60,000 people.
100 to 200,000 deaths.
And it looks more like the 60,000 than the 100 to 200,000.
We have between 100 and 200,000.
It's like an auction. But there's one credible source whose numbers are trusted globally.
One website tracking the coronavirus has become one of the most vital resources for people seeking accurate and updated numbers on the pandemic. ncov2019.live.
And I scored a sit down with its creator. Hey, who the f*** are you? I'm looking for Avi Shiffman.
I'm afraid that's me.
How old are you?
17.
Are you 17 for real? This is some of that Benjamin Button shit.
Nah, I'm 17.
Huh. Well, if you're the real creator of this website, Avi, if that's your real name.
It is.
Then explain how you built it.
Sure. The coronavirus website in particular, it works using server-side JavaScript, which means, you know, it's kind of like what PHP was, but coded in HTML and CSS that they have there and added to a much larger data set. And, you know, there's these things called a cron job. So I have that's just basically how it works.
Okay. You know computer shit. Let's move on.
Most teenagers spend time making highbrow videos. But this dude chose to make a website tracking a murderous disease. Why?
I wanted to make it like just easy to find the information and thought it would just be helpful to some people. And, you know, I started this, you know, very late December.
But you knew in December?
Yeah, around the 29th.
Avi spotted a crisis before our own government. Despite his superpowers, why would a teenager invest so much time on a website that doesn't have nudity?
What are you trying to get out of this, Avi? An MSNBC show? Because they could swap you with Chris Hayes and no one would notice.
If they want to give me one, sure. You know.
Or are you trying to get into a good college? Because you didn't have to do all this to get in a good college. All you had to do was lie and say that you was rowing.
I mean, I already have job offers to do full stack web development. I don't necessarily need to go to college for that.
And the job offers keep coming because Avi's site currently has over 600 million visitors from every country on the planet. Even Antarctica. Wait, that's a country, right?
With that kind of traffic, I know you set. If you need somebody to help you sell ads, hire me, man. I'm a good salesman.
Well, you know, I turned down $8 million to put advertisements on the website, but, you know. but there's a...
Wait. What did you say? Wait, I thought you just said you turned down $8 million. You'd have to be a dumbass to do that.
Yeah, I declined it because I didn't want pop-up ads. I didn't want to be forced to keep my website running.
$8 million. You said $8 million. You just said no. Hey, man, excuse me a second. I ain't 1 minute. What am I doing wrong with my life? He's got $8 million on the table. I got nothing. Mother 17. He's making all his money. Meanwhile, I'm at home in a desk. I'm back, man. Sorry about that. I just think you crazy for turning down free money. No disrespect.
Two things I got to remember. Avi created a site that offers clarity on the effects Corona is having on the planet. And secondly, I'm a grown-ass man talking to an underage teen online. I got to wrap this up.
So which countries are handling it better than the U.S.?
South Korea is definitely handling this way better than the entire world. I mean, they tested so much of their population so fast. I mean, they didn't have to shut down their country. Meanwhile, you know, I haven't had school in months, so.
So what do you think we're going to be looking like in September with this quarantine? Because I got to get out of this house, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, until there's a vaccine and things will, you know, probably still be pretty weird for a while. So
till then, I'll just have to focus on the future.
All right. So you've been great with COVID-19 predictions. How are you with sports? I got money on the Lakers to win it all.
I have to go now. I have a meeting with the United Nations. I'm supposed to be a youth ambassador.
Wait. Just tell me real quick. Lakers, yes or no?
Have a good day.
Abby. So no on the Lakers.
What's going on, Roy? How you doing?
What's up, man? How you been?
I'm as good as I can be, and I'm assuming you've seen that video of Pat Lynch, you know, the head of the New York Police Union.
They're asking us to pull back. They're asking us to walk away from you. They're asking us to abandon our communities. They're asking me to walk away from where I live. They're asking me to walk away from where I work. They're asking us to walk away from the neighborhoods that we brought back. And that's what's happening. And you know what? We don't have a choice. If we put our hands on the criminal, you're going to jail. I'm not being dramatic. That's how bad it is.
What did you make of the video?
Yes, I saw Henry Winkler up there at the microphone doing this thing. Looked like Henry Winkler. I thought it was a Happy Days reboot. I was like, this is a terrible time to bring back this show. Also, sidebar. If you're a police union and you vote somebody to be the head of the police union, you probably shouldn't have them be named Pat Lynch. Also, big question, Trevor, where are the rest of the black people that are on this diverse police department? Look at this photo. That looked like a 50-year reunion of a lacrosse team.
Yeah, and Roy, another problem is that the police unions are now basically showing people what a powerful force they are. They're standing up against the reforms, and they're so well organized that politicians are afraid of them. So, like, the question I have for you is there anything that can be done to weaken the influence they have?
See, African, you're thinking about it wrong, man. See, here's the thing. Everybody's trying to make the police union weaker, when all you need to do is make a stronger union that's stronger than the police union. That's why I propose that all black people come together and we form a black people union. It's called the National Black Association.
Wait, hold up. The NBA?
Shit, man, I'll think of another name. Look, the point is that once this union is together, it brings together every black person in the country. And if you're black, you're automatically approved. It's the opposite of a home loan.
Okay, fine. And then what happens once you have the black union? How does that help?
Once we're organized, every year we'll make America negotiate a new deal with us. And with our strength in numbers, we can finally get our demands met. Hold cops accountable for misconduct. Demilitarize the police. Shift funding away from cops and towards schools and education. And while we're at it, rescue Kanye West from the sunken place. We need him back, man.
Okay, look, Roy, that sounds like fair demands. But what if America and the black union can't agree on a deal? What happens then?
Well, then black people will just have to take our talents elsewhere. Like when LeBron left Cleveland, only now it's black people leaving all of America. Does America really want that? Do you really want to be without black people? No sports, no music, no more dance moves. Y'all gonna be on TikTok doing the hokey pokey after we leave. Good luck going viral with that shit.
I don't know, Roy. I don't know. If black people leave America, where will they go?
We'll go anywhere. Maybe we'll go to one of them countries that doesn't have any police brutality. You know, Japan, there's New Zealand, there's, what's the white one? Norway. You can go to Norway. Well, you know what? I don't think we should go to Norway because I know winter up there is brutal. That's a whole different type of brutality to black people. So we'll just go to Japan. And by the way, when we do leave America, we'll get ourselves there. We don't need you offering no boat rides. We ain't falling for that no more. Travel vouchers only. Now, if you'll excuse me, Trevor, I need to check on these 50,000 business cards that I ordered that said NBA on them. See if I can get those canceled. Hey, what's up, man?
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
I've been quarantined for about a month. As you can tell, my hair has been locked up for about 5. I need to get a haircut. I know how to solve this problem. I'm going to call my barber, Chris.
What's up, big homie?
What's going on, man? How you doing, man? How's the quarantine?
Yeah, everybody good. Family's healthy. It's just, you know, not being able to hit the shop.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate. Listen, back to me. How can you teach me how to cut my hair in about 2 minutes?
Yeah, I can teach you a little something. Well, first,
don't mess me up. Look at my hairline. I ain't got but 4 haircuts left.
What? All right, first, you're going to need to get you some good clippers, some good lighting.
That's good. I got that. We in here, man. Right there. I'm ready to recreate the black barbershop experience right here. It is the damn bathroom, man. I got everything.
Let me see what you got.
I got the mirror. I got the clippers, I got the guards,
okay, I guess.
I got the comb, plus that mouthwash y'all put it in right there.
That ain't what we use.
It's Listerine. Y'all don't be putting them combs in blue mouthwash?
No, man, that's no mouthwash. That's barbicide. It's supposed to disinfect the combs.
You telling me that this is good enough to disinfect my mouth, but not a comb?
I don't know, man.
If I'm going to cut my hair in my own house, I want the authentic black barbershop experience. Look what else I got, man. I even got the sandwich that y'all be nibbling on while y'all be cutting people's hair.
Let me tell you something. A good barber don't eat while he cutting a hair.
You tell me you ain't never seen no barber just nibbling on some fries in a carryout box for us.
Yeah, but that's unprofessional.
I got that second phone y'all be having. With that super long cord, so you can talk to a girl while you cutting hair. What's going on, man?
Roy, stop it. I'm going to show you how to cut hair. It's all you need to be worried about. The first thing you need to do is take the number 2 guard and establish a line.
Establish a line. Like, who's better, Kobe or LeBron? Like, that line. Like, you got to let people know where you stand immediately.
Nah, that ain't what I'm talking about. It's just the line for the fade. Well, that's where you're going to start your fade. That's where you're going to start blending.
I'm not talking about just a haircut, man. I'm trying to recreate the black barbershop experience. And if I can't argue about random shit, what's the point of going to the barbershop?
Well, see, that's the thing. You can't get the Black barbershop experience at home, because being at the shop is about community, being able to communicate and talk to people and get stuff off your chest. You can't get that at home.
Oh, like therapy?
Without a doubt. It's therapeutic for the barbers and the customers.
Can you just come over? Come over and just cut my hair so we can argue about Kobe and LeBron.
It's too dangerous. It ain't worth the risk.
So if barbers are risking their lives just to give somebody a fade, what can we do to help them? Should we Venmo our barber a little bit of money if we feel like it?
I mean, yeah, you could do that, you know, but at the end of the day, the best thing you can do to help barbers is just to stay at home, keep with the social distancing so that we can end this quarantine as soon as possible. We can all get back to work.
That's right. But in the meantime, man, would you mind doing me a favor?
For sure. I got you.
Just tell me who you think is better, Kobe or LeBron.
Let me tell you something. A lot of people give Kobe credit. Kobe won all those rings with Shaq. Phil Jackson just came from winning all those rings with Michael Jordan. He those championships were handed to him.
Yes, yes. Keep going, keep going. Who's better, Pop or Biggie?
Let me tell you something. They always talk about Biggie. Biggie didn't have the catalog.
What's up, sports fans? I'm Roy Wood Jr. He's Michael Costa. Costa, I don't know about you, but I have been missing sports so much, man.
I know. Same here, Roy. I'm so desperate that I've been betting on all the old ESPN games that they've been airing.
I'm sorry, you what? What did you just say?
You know, and I'm down $5,000, but I'm going to make it back tonight because I'm watching last year's Super Bowl, and I've got a feeling the 49ers are going to win big.
The Kansas City Chiefs. Well, you know, never mind. That's going to end bad. But I will tell you what I have been watching on ESPN, this Michael Jordan 10-part documentary, The Last Dance, detailing his last year with the Chicago Bulls. Quality.
Well, yeah, you and everyone else, Roy. I mean, this documentary has everything, drama, greatness, shorts so short that they leave nothing to the imagination.
Those shorts were so short, I could see who had a vasectomy. And watching all of that old NBA footage with this documentary, Costa, it's really made me appreciate how fast the fashion trends changed. The NBA, in just a few short years, went from really short shorts to Jordan's enormous baggy suits. It was like MC Hammer had a formal wear line. Anyway, let's talk current sports. Now, I don't know what you've been going through, Costa, but all the leagues are on hiatus, and honestly, I've been going through baseball withdrawals. I have a fever of 104, I have a lot of chills, I've been shaking at night, a little bit of diarrhea, classic signs of baseball withdrawal.
I think maybe you should get that checked out, but Roy, you'd be happy to know that they are bringing baseball back in Asia with a few tweaks.
If you're wondering what Major League Baseball will look like when it comes back, pay attention to South Korea. The Korean Baseball Association put on an exhibition game announcing the start of the new season will happen on May 5th. Games will be played without fans in the stands in the beginning. Some other rules, players can't shake hands or give high fives. And this may be a tough one. There's no spitting allowed.
And in other parts of the world, baseball is back, but with a bizarre twist. In Taiwan, cardboard cutouts and mannequins sit in the stands instead of fans.
You know, these mannequins remind me of myself when I'm watching baseball. Emotionless, bored, no nipples. My doctors are stumped, Roy.
Oh, come on, man. Don't be a hater. You gotta have something in the stands. Just make sure those mannequins aren't imported from Philadelphia, because if they are, they're still gonna be throwing batteries at you.
You know, I just think these new rules in South Korea are too strict. No shaking hands, no high fives, no spitting. I mean, what's even the point?
Look, you have to change with the times. Whatever it takes to bring baseball back, I'm all for it. In fact, I'd go a step further. After you win the big game, forget dumping Gatorade. Just throw Clorox on each other's head.
My eyes are burnt, but my whites have never been whiter. You know what? Let's talk about football, Roy, because not only is Tom Brady going to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer this upcoming season, but he's also going to be reunited with an old friend.
After 1 year away from the game, former New England Patriot Rob Gronkowski is coming back to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, once again joining forces with his former teammate, newly traded quarterback Tom Brady.
It doesn't matter, brains or no brains, this could be a powerful duo. You just gotta hope that the season doesn't get delayed too long. Tom Brady doesn't have a lot of time left. I mean, the man is already 68 years old.
You better watch out for that corona, Tom. You're in the most vulnerable demographic.
I will say this, man.
It's going to be weird seeing two longtime Patriots donning a Buccaneers uniforms. My eyes aren't going to know what's going on.
I hear you. It's going to be like if they made the Pope the new KFC colonel. And I'm happy for him, but it's going to take some getting used to.
Yeah, I'd probably still eat there. All right, sports fans, that's it for now. But we'll be back to cover the next big game on the schedule, which is, let me see, the Kent County, Michigan crossword competition. God damn.
I'll tell you what, Roy, I don't know what that is, but I'm putting $2,000 on 14 down. Here we go.
You have a problem. Do you want to go outside, but hate wearing a face mask? They're hard to put on. They get all up in your eyes, and your breath smells like ass. Well, now, you ain't got to worry about covering your face, because Leo is on the case. Introducing the Leo Deblin Germ Blaster. Strap these suckers to your head, and everybody's getting their germs blown back in their face. This works for all airborne illnesses, such as corona and even gonorrhea. Go back to where you came from, sneeze. Now, you might say, but Leo, I already have the corona. How do I stop my germs from hitting other people? Well, guess what? I got a solution for that, too. Introducing the Leo Deblin Germ Sucker. Strap this baby to your gut, and all your germs get sucked away. Now I don't need to wear a face mask to enjoy a quiet walk outside. And if you're asking, is this FDA approved? Let me put it this way. The FDA is too busy to not approve it. The Leo Deblin Germ Blaster Sucker. It ain't but $85. You can get that from your mama.
Leo Deblin Germ Blaster Sucker, an institute of barbers.
Exit 120 by the fairgrounds, next to Foot Locker.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.